The first time I gave a Varan Kibra Ve'im was, I think, 4 or 5 years ago, when Bitsy Fisher's parents, mother or father, was Nifter, and he asked me, he said he feels that he has opportunity that he had, and he doesn't have the opportunity anymore, and he feels that I should, the Ma'ir, the Tzibur, he said the guys are going home, and you know, Kibra Ve'im, if something comes up, so the Ma'isi is Mechavan to Yerushalmi. Because the Yerushalmi that has a question, why is it that a person, Rahman al-San, who is kids with Nifter, only sits Shiva 30 days? Or even sometimes Almana on her husband is only 30 days, even though the Tzar could be greater than for a parent in a certain way. Because in a certain way, a young kid or someone who's young, a child who's Nifter with his parents is a tremendous Tzar. Or Almana for her husband's a whole life, and everything now she's missing her whole life. And she only has a velus of 30 days. And it comes now, a child on his parent is Yudbeis Chaydash. And there's another din that says about, the dinic kriya is more chomer by a parent. It has to be a type of rib that can't be sewed back together. It has to be that type of rib. Mashainkin, if it was for a husband for a wife, or a child, it could be a kriya that could be put, could actually be sewn back together. So Yishama says a davar, something that we wouldn't think. He says that the reason why is because HaMitzvah Shehal Chalai. That means that he had opportunity to do the Kibra Ve'im, and now he doesn't have the opportunity to do it anymore. That's why there's an Avelus of Yud Beis Chaydash. That's Yerushalmi. That's what Yerushalmi brings down. But the Kaponim, the Gedolei Yisrael, before they went, they weren't home for a year, or they weren't home for half a year, weren't home for a few months, even though you speak to your parents all the time. But the person who wasn't home for a long time, and then he goes home. So he has, just like there's an Indian of learning the halachas of Hilchas Chag B'Chag. This Gemara says 30 days before Yom Tov, you're supposed to start learning the halachas. Gemara learns how Megillah, all Yom Tovim. So the same thing is true when it comes to Kibra Ve'im, when a person now is going to have this opportunity to be Mekayim, he's going to be, he wasn't with his parents, now he's going to be with his parents. So it's something we should just think about. That's one thing that's coming up now. Another thing coming up now, why it's going to be connected to us also, which is very interesting. We're in the middle of a milchama now. We're in the middle of a milchama. There's a war going on in the world, in Yisrael for sure. There's a gevaldig Yaras Dvash. Yaras Dvash of Yenison Eibschitz brings down that it says in the Megillah, Ki ein la ove aim. L'kachaloi, l'bas, it says Mordechai took her for a daughter. It says that Esther and Malka did not have parents, and Mordechai took her for, she took her as a, he also married her, he always took her in as a, took care of her because she didn't have parents. So Yaras Dvash asks, what is the significance of the Maisa Megillah to tell me that she didn't have any parents? What do you have to tell me that? It's not a gate to us in the Maisa Megillah. It was a nice part of the story. This. So he says, Adavar Nifla, he brings it down, he has a lot of rice, a whole drush. But just to bring out this point, Yaras Dvash says that we are now dealing with Amalek. In the end of times and generations where there's Muhammad going on in the world, we're dealing with Amalek. Now, Amalek was a descendant from Esav. Esav's kliach in the world is Kibra Ve'im. Esav has a certain schus. It says the schus till Mashiach Sam Kam, his schus is going to be Kibra Ve'im. The fact that he was Mechaber, his father, unusually, the highest darga there was, that's his schus that he's going to have Malucha until Mashiach Sam Kam. For, says the Yaras Dvash, for anyone to be Menatzeach, to win over Amalek, which Haman was from Amalek, you have to have the schus of Kibra Ve'im. And without Kibra Ve'im, the person who does not have the mitzvah of Kibra Ve'im B'Shleimus will not be able to be Menatzeach on Amalek. Says the Yaras Dvash that Esther Amalka, the Gemara says that a person, if you want to do a mitzvah, you can't do a mitzvah as if you did it. She was never over Kibra Ve'im. She never was Mazal Zah Kibra Ve'im. She didn't have parents. So in a certain way, it's a Rachman al-Atsan, she didn't have parents. Sometimes a person doesn't have a parent, but in a certain way, a person who doesn't have a parent is missing a parent, but there's a certain schus that the person has that he wants to Mekayim Kibra Ve'im, but he can't do it. It's as if he's Mekayim Kibra Ve'im B'Shleimus, and she's the only one who could be Menatzeach Haman, which comes from Amalek. I heard the same thing Rav Aaron Leib Shteyman used to say over that. He said he never remembers so many people coming over to him. When he was younger, he said people were nifter, there weren't so many older people. Today, people 70, 80 years old are coming to speak to them how to deal with their parents who have dementia. Well, parents, a lot of times, And my grandma, my grandma, my father is was Kamat 70 himself, and he's taking care of his mother, who's 92. And I'm saying, you know, I'm saying, he's like schlepping her around, and himself, the people ready to start taking care of these people, and they're taking care of their parents. So Rav Aaron Lichtenstein said, he doesn't ever remember a dur where so many older parents are taking care of their parents. Older people, why is it pshat? He says, like, thinking to himself, what's going on? And he says, the Klai Yisrael needs the schus of kibur avayim in order to menatzeach esav in the world. And Rav Hashem is giving opportunity to people to give, to have that schus. And it says also, in the Medrash brings down that Binyamin was the only one, even, he says that Esav ran after Yaakov to kill him. So, what do you mean he was kind of kibur avayim? He also made his father fail, but he was killing Yaakov, so he's not so great after all. Why? So the Yaar Zvash, I think, brings us down also some Medrash, that the brothers also mitzayar their father by the Maisa of the Bechira. So the fact that they also were nichshal in this mitzayar their father, they can't be menatzeach, they can't have, they can't be over Esav, they can't be more of a mild Esav. Binyamin was the only one who was not mitzayar his father, and his chelik is the Beis HaMikdash, because Medrash says, because he was never mitzayar his father. Kapanam, we see over here that there's some connection. First of all, what's going on in the world, that we have to be menatzeach, that when we see a war going on over here, this, when two countries are fighting, it's not over here. It says in Svarim that in Shemayim, the two Sarim are fighting. There's a Sar. So we have to be menatzeach. We have to have schusim in order to menatzeach. We need schusim. It's Rav Efrat. He needs schusim now that they're trying to get it to Israel. So we see one zach over here, that a person who's mischazak in kibur aveim, and a person who's mischazak, has a chizuk in that area, that is a koyach to win over the milchama. So that's something connected to Bichal, to what we're going through now. Another very important zach is, we're talking about the Yom Tov Pesach. The Maral asks a question in the beginning of Gvuras, which is a sefer that he wrote on Pesach, or in Yom Pesach, Perik Aleph, he starts off. Laila of Pesach, Kolamar Ba'areza Meshubach. So you ask, how could it be Kolamar Ba'areza Meshubach? The Gemara in Bracha says, that someone who says all the Shvachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, you think, the Gemara says, V'chi, you could say all the Shvachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you say someone has $100,000 and has $200,000, it's a bazillion. A person has $1 million, you say he has $100,000. A person has, he has something, one mile, you say only that mile. What about all those other things he has? You can't speak about the Baruch's mile. Whatever Chazal, Masakan, Okela, God, Lagiba, Vanera, that's something we could do. The rest of it we can't do. So you ask, how could it be, say, Reza Meshubach, whatever you mar, but the Musapra of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on Leil Pesach? What do you mean? He says, there's an Indian not supposed to say the Shvachim Kodesh Baruch Hu. You say, like, oh, these are all the Shvachim. Call them to Mesaper all the Shvachim Kodesh Baruch Hu. Tehillah Sisaperu, it says in the Gemara Brachas. Says the Maral that the Indian of Leil Aseder is the Emunah in order, the Indian that we're supposed to have in Leil Aseder is Akar Satoiv to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Akar Satoiv has no shir. Akar Satoiv is Belikvul. The whole Indian, if you watch, there's a fascinating Zach Stam, a beautiful Zach. The Targum, every time it says Ivri in Sefer Bereishis, it touches, the Targum says Ivra, Ivra, Lashon Ivra Hanar, the other side of the Nar. The Targum, every single time it says Ivri in Sefer Shmois, it says Yehudoi. Very interesting. It's not my heart, it's the heart of the Mefarshe Targum. You say it is like this, that the everything about Paro and everything about Mitzrayim was, he says, "Vayokam el chadash shelo yada es Yosef." The box is a beautiful zach. He says, "What do you mean? Why do you have to say lo yada es Yosef? You didn't know Yosef. Just say I know Yosef. I just don't care about him." He says, "The Metzias is when you makir, someone did for you something. It's very hard. The Metzias is you cannot. The fact that you makir it, not you have to give back toiv. You makir toiv, then automatically your natural instinct is to." To give back something, to feel like you want to give back something in return. When you're not makri toiv, you're kafri toiv, then you could do whatever you want. Then you could do all the avos in the world to someone. You can act like a mushkas. Paro all along, we find along that he was someone, it says in the Medrash that today he says, Ashaloya des Yosef, he's going to end up saying, Ashaloya des Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu, everywhere along the way over there, we find he didn't want to hit the, for the dam, Svardeya, because he was the one who was saved in the Yam, in the Nilus. And he didn't want to hit the ground because when he buried that Mitzri, he was also saved. And when he left Yisro's house, it says that he couldn't leave without Rishus because he had to ask Rishus from someone. All along we find the aside of the whole Yitzias Mitzrayim is in order to be makir what Hashem did for us. And the Chinuch tells us that the yisoid of the mitzvah of kibur of the aim is that a person has to live with a karas atoiv towards his parents. That is what the Chinuch says, the time of the mitzvah of being makir toiv to parents. So the first thing, so the connection between the yisoid of Leila Seder, the Chavis of Ava says that the whole Avodas Hashem, what Shara Avodas Elokim, is all built in Bimakur Hashem's Toivasar. First is Shara B'china. Shara B'china in the Chavis of Ava says Bimakur, all the great things Hashem does in the Bria. After Hashem does Shara B'china, then you could do Shara Avodas Elokim. If you makir what Rabbi Hashem does for us in the Bria, what he does for me, then you could be Oyver Hashem, then you have a reason to be Oyver Hashem, then you're Mechuyiv to be Oyver Hashem. And then you have a certain type of feeling you want to be Oyver Hashem. Masha'inkin, if you don't have the Hakara, what Rabbi Hashem does for us, the first step is, a person's midas are not split. A person doesn't have a split in his midas. A person's midas are, either you have it or you don't have it. You're makir toiv, if you're not makir toiv to your parents, you're not makir toiv to other people, you're not makir toiv to Rabbi Hashem. If you're makir toiv to your parents, if a person realizes what his parents does for him, then he has a reason, then he's mechaber them karo, he has yira from them karo, then he will be able to be makir toiv to everybody else, makir toiv to Rabbi Hashem. So yisoid of Leila Seder is hakaras atoiv, according to the Maral's opening perek in Gevurois, which he writes that there's no problem of seeing the milas and the toivus Hashem does for us in order to be makir toiv. To say this is his only mila, that's a chasaron. But in order to be makir toiv, that's what's supposed to be done. That's the yisoid of Leila Seder. That, according to one of the yisoidists, we have a lot of yisoidists, the same idea is also in Kibur Aveim. So once again, we had over here in the Yisoid, Kibur Aveim is a schus to Minatzeach in the Bria against Keneged HaMolek, and Kibur Aveim is a Yisoid, which the whole Yitzias, the whole Leila Seder, the whole Yisoid of them, we have to get in Emunah and Pesach, comes through the basis, the start, everything is a Karas Toiv to Rabbi Hashem, what He did for us. If you realize what situation we're in, what Hashem did for us, then you become an Eved Hashem, that's where everything starts from. We became Avdei Hashem, Leila Seder. So, to start with, we don't have so much time, but as much as we get done, what is the so significant that Rabbi Hashem had to tell us in Mara about Kibur Aveim even for Matan Torah? It's a mitzvah sichlius. Number two is, why is it in the mitzvahs of Ben Adam Lamakim? On the first five Ben Adam Lamakim, second five Ben Adam Lachavera. Even if it's a Karas HaTayyah, but it still should be on the side of Ben Adam Lachavera. Right? And it's very hard to understand this big mitzvah of Karas HaToiv to the parents in the Midbar, where Hashem took care of my food. He wasn't supplying me the check, the credit card, and it wasn't the cleaners, everything. Everything in the Midbar was taken care of. So what's this big Yisoid? So there's the Yisoid that Barbanel brings down, and also the Meshchachem brings the same Yisoid. The whole Maseiros HaTorah is, if you're Makabel from your parents, or Makabel from their parents, or even if parents are like Rebbe, the Yom Fingal Mashgiach said over here in the Shmuz, that even if parents didn't have the 100% Maseir, but whoever they Makabel from their Rebbeim, they give them a Maseir. In order for us to be Makabel, the Yisoidus of Amuna is only through being Makabel from Dura to Dura. And a person says, that's what I remember in my house, that's what my grandfather did, that's my great-grandfather did. That is the Yisoidus of Yiddishkeit, is all built on from Dura to Dura. So the basis to the emuna that we have in Rabban Hashem, which is Ben Adam LaMakim, starts off, the Kibur HaVeim is the last one, is the link between Ben Adam LaMakim onto us, is Kibur HaVeim. That's what sure, if it's Eru Barich, I just want to give everybody the basic idea. So there's the Yisoid of Kibur HaVeim, which is, now, on a Lamaisidika level, first thing is that the Chazal bring down, is a Niflidika Chazal, it's also a little bit Mechayiv us, the way a person can act with his parents, that's the way his parents, his kids are going to act with him. So, as I state, there's a medrash that says it. So, if let's say a person goes to a gadol and gets a bracha, I want my kids to act, they'll act good with me, they'll mechabed me, I have a good relationship with my kids. The relationship a person has, you try as much as possible with his parents, that's what goes over to the Rebbein Yoina brings down, that a person's mechabed his parents, is Rebbein Yoina says, you mechabed me. Now, what does it mean? Now, this, the Chayadim brings down, there's three parts to this kibud, there's machshava, dibur, and maisa. Agav, I saw lately, it says, ish imoy v'aviv tiro, in Parsh Kedoshim. Then it says, kibur aveim. By yira, it says, ish imoy v'aviv tiro. Why does it say, ish imoy v'aviv tiro? It doesn't say, by kabbalah savicha. So, I couldn't use adarish drush, but it's emesi yisoid. As we get older, we realize more and more, as we all parents are self-assured, and even if you have yourself have children, you realize the whole. But even as a bachur gets older, he starts realizing more what his parents do. So mechaber them is very easy. It's very easy to mechaber. You realize you want to mechaber them. But moira of parents, which means they're not to mezalzel them and to mechaber them, or if they do something to him, it doesn't. We tend to feel a little bit we have a das of our own, and we have enough seichel, and we shtickle become more equal. And the parents are not exactly are up there for us. They're not. So moira becomes a little bit less. So it comes, he says, ishim evav tirog. When it comes to moira, you need a little bit, even when you get older, you need a chizik in moira. It's a derech drush, but it's an emes truzach. What does it mean? B'dibur, b'machshava, u'b'maisa. Says the Chai Odom, the Iker Kibbut of Aim is really not your parents have to tell you what to do and you listen to them. Parents, a person should feel what his parents would want him to do and they would do it. That's Spitz Kibbut. It's a certain zilzal of a parent that has to beg his kid to do something. And if a kid makes a face while he does it, it says that a parent can be Meichel. A certain Farshim, it says that if zilzal, it's a very, very serious thing, that a zilzal. The one thing in that, a person is not Mechabit. That's one thing, one dagger. But a zilzal, that's something a person has to be very nizah from. Says the Chai Odom that a person kibbut is ayidei the fact that he does the rotzen. That is kibbut. Doesn't have to be. Doesn't have to be something he told him. The machshava says the Chai Odom. He brings down from the Charedim that a person, Chaim Shlevitz brings down a shmuz, that a person has to be mechabed his parents in his machshava. He has to think of them as very, very special people. Now, of course, everybody knows, and every parent is the most special person around the world. Says Reb Chaim Shulevitz, and Chareidim bring down, the Chayodim brings it down. The person has to think and find some nakuda about his parents that is special that other people don't have, and for that, be mechaber them with a tremendous cover in the mind. It means, cover over here doesn't only mean exactly, of course it means the way he speaks and the way he acts, but even machshava, a person who has a person who's machshav his parents, who has something. It doesn't have to be that everything they do is perfect, but if something they do, that something have to find something that they're special about, that is a tremendous dar, that's something that a person should be doing in kibbut aveim, and that helps him be kind of the mitzvah karo. But if he's mezalzel, says the chayodim, even if he's mezalzel in his own mind, the person has to be careful not to mezalzel. It's a zilzel, even machshav is something that a person should try to be careful from. So, sometimes it's nisyanis, but a person has to, now, benegeya to Leila Seda, I just want to say over like this. It says, Ulaman Tisapri Bazni Bincho Ben Bincho Esa Sher Salauti B'Mitzrayim. Why does it say Bincho Ben Bincho? There was a Bachar in Panovich who went to Reb Shach and he said that this year he doesn't want to go to his parents for Leila Seda, he wants to be by Reb Chatzko. Reb Chatzko was known when he was Nifter, so Reb Volba came and said a Shmuz, he was the last Yid who left Mitzrayim. I mean, today a lot of people go into Mitzrayim, but he was the last Yid who left Mitzrayim, which means that he was the Yid who lived Mitzrayim, and he left Mitzrayim because he really, his whole life he lived Mitzrayim. So who do you want to be Leila Seda? Your father, Balbas, Seda, he says that God, what do you have? Reb Chatzko. Said Reb Shach, he said over this, he saw it from this Lamant HaSapra Bazni, Bincho Ben Bincho. He said, because Reb Shem wants us to get over the Meser Bidur Lidur, he says over that a parent gets the Leila Seder, gets the koyach of a Gadol B'Yisrael. He says, as if the Gadol B'Yisrael saying, oh, when he says those words in front of the Matzah Mar, I found this afterwards and it's brought down in Sfarim, that the father has a koyach of Ashpa on his kid, saying over even the simple Yisoidis of Amunah, and the simple ideas, the fact that the father gives it over to his kids, will have Ashpa on his kids more than the Gadol B'Yisrael. So the etzem, a parent has a tremendous koyach. A person doesn't have the opportunity of a parent, so maybe Hashem will give himself shmai through himself, will also get it. But akapanim, if he doesn't have the opportunity, it's not everybody has the opportunity. But akapanim, there's a tremendous koyach that a parent has. We came in mezalzel in that koyach. We have now, we're going back for ben ezmanim. We're going to have the opportunity. We should kedai to go through basic, maybe basic chayotah, maybe kitzur shulchan aruch, maybe a shulchan aruch, just read the sifun shulchan aruch. A person just reminds himself what's yira, what's covered. And a person has to know sometimes things that for him, now he learned the whole Zman Shtark, his parents didn't see it, and now he comes home, he's taking it easy. So Jane, his parents look at him and said, look, I don't see him doing anything, Ramesh is not doing anything the whole day. Waking up, his face was so time, and he doesn't know, I never saw him open the safer. So part of the not being a Tzara parent, at least, I'm not saying a person's not, I'm just saying that so it is, that if you can see him the way he acts, a person has a tremendous Ashpa, a person can be Mechaber his parents in what he does, a person can be Mechaber his parents, a body has to, whatever needs help, whatever has to be done, and do it in an oifen where he could It's a tremendous. It says the schar is not shy. There was a Tana. I'm just going to finish now because I'm getting married. There's a Tana that was had saw in a dream, is going to be buried next to a certain butcher who was a simple butcher, and he said he wanted to find this butcher. He found out that this butcher was a simple yid, but every day he was mechaber his parents, took care of his parents to no end, and his place was in place next to Tana in Shemayim. That kind of schar he got just for mechaber and taking care of his parents. Everybody should be zeichah. We should all be zeichah. Going, getting ready. Should be zeichah to rule the shleim.